It's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalists. Jeremy Kratz, who has a Lisa Frank trapper keeper full of his ancestors' hair. And Giovanni Camagno, who helped train medical students by pretending to have herpes. Jeremy, Giovanni, Dallas is home to Texas Instruments, the company who brought us the handheld LCD calculator, or as I call it, 1988's iPhone. So your final round is called 5318008. Yeah, turn that upside down. And it is a very old-fashioned sext. Every answer in this game can be spelled on a traditional LCD calculator by turning it upside down. And our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Alejandro Escovedo. We rolled a 20-sided die backstage, and Giovanni is going first. Here we go. Giovanni, this word-finding tabletop game uses 16 dice and a 3-minute timer.
Word-finding game with dice is what's stumping me. 16 dice.
And a 3-minute timer. 3 seconds.
Minute timer. That's a lot of dice. I don't know.
We were looking for Boggle.
Oh.
Jeremy, the name of this construction toy comes from the Danish for play well.
Lego?
That is correct. Giovanni, the name of this fashion magazine means she in French.
L.
That is correct. Jeremy, homophones of this word include a music genre and the capital of South Korea. 3 seconds. Sorry, we were looking for Seoul. Jonathan, how are our contestants doing?
They are tied 1-1, Afira.
Giovanni, the Erdafel is the earliest known example of this object and did not include the Americas.
First of all, this object, the map.
Good guess. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We were looking for globe. Jeremy, the famous drawings of a swoosh and a bitten apple and the golden arches are all famous examples of this.
A logo.
That is correct. Giovanni, Matt Damon bought one of these in a 2011 film.
Matt Damon, he bought something. That's all we know. Okay.
3 seconds.
A book.
Good guess. We were looking for zoo. Jeremy, it's Deuce Bigelow's profession.
Gigolo.
That is correct. All right, we're halfway through. Jonathan, what's going on?
Well, Jeremy's in the lead, 3-1.
Giovanni, this fantasy character was played by Ian Holm and Martin Freeman.
Bilbo.
That is correct. Jeremy, in Western astrology, it's the sign for people born between July 23rd and August 22nd. 3 seconds.
Libra.
Good guess. I'm sorry. We were looking for Leo. Giovanni, the title character of this K. Thompson book has the motto, "Getting bored is not allowed." Just shaking your head.
Lee.
Close. We were looking for Eloise. Jeremy, this Phyllis Reynolds Naylor book about a beagle won the 1992 Newbery Medal.
Oh, God, the kidlit community is going to kill me. Shiloh?
That is correct. All right, there's only a few questions left. Jonathan, what's the score?
Here's the situation, okay. Ophira. Jeremy is now in the lead 4-2, so Giovanni, if you get this question wrong, Jeremy wins the game.
Giovanni, cartoonist Bill Watterson famously won't allow merchandise of this tiger character.
Hobbs.
That is correct.
Jeremy, if you get this question right, you win.
Jeremy, the cor anglais is the larger relative of this double reed woodwind instrument.
The oboe?
That is correct. Well done. Close game, and congratulations. Jeremy, you're our winner. Our podcast drops each Friday. Listen and subscribe. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Sean Gull, Andrew Kane, and Scott Ross, with additional material by Ashley Brooke Roberts, Kara Weinberger, and Emily Winter. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzeff.
Me Tika Fez.
Travis Larchuk. Kiara Powell.
Lowlier Parka.
Nancy Seychow, Ramel Wood, and our intern, Natalie Hatayan, along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore. We'd like to thank the Majestic Theater in Dallas.
The Rich Jet Seatmate.
K-E-R-A.
Rake.
Our production partner, WNYC, and our live event sponsor, Westin Hotels and Resorts. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.